Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy, a.k.a. author Michelle E. Alford. It's a great pleasure to be here evening on this night because we have a very special guest. I am very excited about the information that he's going to share with us this evening. It's so important that we understand what keep up on the common trends of today. And our special guest this evening is Mr. Trey Knowles, all the way from New York. He's the CEO of My City Me, a multimedia social networking environment, and he will be talking candidly about his business and how his services can enhance your business. So I'm very excited to have this segment of the show because, you know, not so many people are so willing to help you gain a better momentum in doing great business for yourself. So I'm very excited to welcome our guest, Mr. Trey Knowles, to the show. Trey, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing? Welcome. Thank you. How you doing today?
Thank you for welcoming me to my show. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Just trying to finish up a client. So I'm doing a show and doing a client at the same time. So,
all right, you're multitasking.
Yeah, multitasking here.
I'm very excited that you agreed to do the show this evening because I think that what you offer as a service, why don't you tell us a little bit about your company, My City Me, and what is that all about?
Well, My City Me is a multimedia technology company. We build your clientele, we push your product volume, and we give you more exposure with three sentences there. Multimedia technology covers website development, visual communications, which is graphic design, and computer repair business solutions. Under how I started the company, I started a company in 06. I started the company in Dallas, Texas, and I started as an outside marketing company. And how I started the company was I went to different companies and asked, can I sell their products and can I bring them more customers? So I got my business license and had no money. All I had was a contract and me taking my drive and going to the company's office and say, look, I can sell your products. I can bring you more clientele. I can push your product volume. So either they say yes or they say no. So some of them said yes. So I get sales reps. I teach them how to sell. We go out in the street and we sell our clients' services. And that's how I started the company. Fortunately, I wanted to move to be a franchise. I wanted to move very quickly. So I brought everything online. And the reason why I had done that is because, well, I majored in computer science, so I was wasting that talent. And I wanted to, I wanted my clients to learn how to open up their own branch as an outside marketing company. But it's very hard teaching people how to sell because everybody can't do it. Because you're working off of commission. So everybody couldn't, it's kind of hard. So the whole thing is, okay, you sell out, that's great. I don't care if you sell out, how much the products you sell, which is a good thing. But can you teach other people how to sell? So when you teach other people how to sell, I can grow as a company, or anybody can grow, because I can put that person in their own branch. Now we're selling more for our clients. So,
social networking environment, is that so this is a conglomerate of businesses in your MyCityMe networking site?
MyCityMe is a full multimedia technology. Our social network is just it's just part of MyCityMe, and the social network was because we decided we have a lot of services that people can't afford, so we want people to join our social network for people that don't have a lot of money to advertise themselves. So that's how the social network came about, which is called MyCityMe Social, which is MyCityMe Social is fairly new. Okay. So 2008 is when I brought everything online, and in the beginning, the company was called TK Imports, was my first initials, and then we switched it to MyCityMe. That's how MyCityMe came about.
So are the when you say MyCityMe, how it came about, the MyCityMe, so you took other businesses and just put them in the social networking environment so that people can better market them, their businesses or their products?
Well, MyCityMe is a multimedia technology. It's not a social. It's not a social thing. It's let's take Google or Yahoo. Okay, Google and Yahoo is a search engine. Let's take GoDaddy. GoDaddy lets you do web hosting and domains. So we're like GoDaddy. We're like Google, and in the social network we bring in, it's kind of like MySpace where people can advertise their business. It's mostly multimedia technology. A social network doesn't, that's something that's really cool, we have for people. But MyCityMe, the multimedia technology, is the actual, the company. So you can't separate the two because everything is owned by MyCityMe. Social media marketing social network is for, once again, for people that don't have a lot of money and need to advertise themselves and get themselves out there. But all the services that we cover with MyCityMe is website development, domain registration, web hosting, graphic design, which is visual communications, printing services, business solutions as far as writing your content, and branding. So all those are multimedia technology. All services that we offer helps you build your clientele, push your product volume, and give you more exposure. Pushing your clientele, how we help you with that is we offer you merchant service solutions where you can have storefronts, just like eBay. eBay builds your clientele through storefronts, allows you to accept credit cards. They give you a way to accept credit cards through storefronts and gateways. And that's the same thing we do here at MyCityMe. Also gives you a website where clients can buy your products. They go on your website and able to shop and purchase your products. So,
now, can you kind of go over the web development portion of it? Because you know that a lot of people need websites who cannot afford some of these web developers out here. And can you kind of give us, if you can, what type of pricing that you work with that makes it more affordable for people to use your services?
Sure.
Over another.
I'm going to break down the difference between going to like using Website Tonight at GoDaddy or the difference between a web designer and a web developer. A web developer is the mechanic of that website. For instance, if you got a car built, right? Anybody can probably change the oil, paint the car, but can they build an engine? So when you go to a web developer is the person that builds everything from scratch, is able to build software and build everything that you need. A developer kind of like copies and pastes stuff, and maybe design something and as far as pictures and put it in there. And that's the difference from a web developer and a web designer. So pretty much my clients, when you come to me, it's more you want something original. As far as prices, we you always have that one design fee to build your website. Starting now until the summer, we're offering basic websites, basic information websites. So websites that you just need your information, put your basic information on. And the design fee will be $150, and your monthly will be $19.99 for your hosting and maintenance. Hosting is your website is up. Everybody can see it, so it's on the server. So you always have a monthly fee for that. Maintenance means we maintain your website. So any content that you want on your website, you send it to us by your control panel, and a developer works on your website and puts it on your website. Any applications that you need or questionnaires that you need, all those are application forms, and we're able to put that on your website also. And that's part of your package. What's if you want a math test?
Right. So if a person wanted to have a site built specifically for a nonprofit organization where they need an extensive database, you guys can do that as well.
Yeah, that would be very expensive. You need your a database. We built that from scratch. It'll take about maybe a month or two to build, depending on what they need. If it's a database that's not where you need, they don't need a lot of information, then we can get done within a month. So, which is very expensive.
Now, with regards to this show here, we deal with a lot of authors and poets who have who need services such as having a website done. How effective do you think that could be as far as helping them enhance their brand and their product? How effective with using some of the services you offer could that be for them?
Well, the basic website will be really good for them. They're able to sell their books or their CDs on their website. Some of our other new services that we offer is like social media services, like Facebook media site, which is $59.99, and that's only a one-time fee. You know, you pay a one-time fee of $59.99, and pretty much you can have a web store on Facebook, where people can purchase your products on Facebook, some mini website. So that helps you to get more customers because you already got a million people right there on Facebook. Also, you can have downloads where people can download your music from your website and buy your downloaded music. That helps you put some more money in your pocket and helps let people know who you are as a person. So those are different things that can help you get more exposure. And our social network, which is free, anybody can go in there and create blogs. They can also sell their stuff in there, and it's free in our social network. And you can also do email blasting. You can do email blasting in there. If you use it the right way, it will bring you customers. Right? Blogging is very, very important as far as branding, because what the blogging does is those blog pages go into the search engine. So, for instance, you might put poetry in Memphis, Tennessee. Let's say if you had a blog that said poetry in Memphis, Tennessee, because you live in Memphis, Tennessee. So now that person is able to find you, because you live in Memphis, Tennessee, and that blog was in Memphis, Tennessee. So they read that blog, and then they click on that your main blog page, and then they're able to get to your website because you're advertising your website through your blog. So blogging is very, very important as far as keywords.
You know, as far as the other specific services that you offer? Now you said that the you can do the website, you completely develop the website from scratch. So that's a different type of service because so many people are used to using templates. How different is that whole process from or is it really a much of a difference between?
Well, there's the difference depending on the customer, because it all be dependent on the customer's needs. Let's say you went to using the GoDaddy's website tonight, and you copy and paste what you want in there as far as your pictures. You put your pictures in there, which is really easy for the customer to do. But now you want, now you want on your website, you want people to be active. You want people to, let's say if you're a car dealership, okay, and you want people to match, look at one car and then match the price with a different car, that has to be a software that has to be made. You won't be able to do that with a template. Let's say if you want to create application forms, whatever server that you're using with that template doesn't allow you to do it. So now you're not capable of doing that. That's pretty much a lot of differences between a template that's already made for you, because the template only allows you to do certain things. You can't do everything with that template because it's already made. All you have to do is just change some things around onto it. When you have a website that's specifically made for you, it's original. It's not like nobody else's. It's specifically made for you and help you to build your clientele with that website that you had specifically made for you. So that's the major difference.
Okay.
And then plus it's inexpensive to do it.
No.
Huh?
I said that's very good information to know. The differences between the two, because not everyone understands how different they are.
Right.
Having a completely built for customized for yourself as opposed to using a template, and then you brought out a very good point that it's not like anyone else's site, because you do find a lot of sites that are very so similar. And you want people to be able to readily identify your site and not confuse you with someone else.
right. In today's world, credibility is very, very important.
Absolutely.
I think we're moving in a phase where technology, where blogging is very important, like I said. Social media, it's like, for instance, Facebook. Now you can have a Facebook mini site, and that can be like your main site, which is really cool because Facebook is moving towards almost like a Yellow Pages. And what makes Facebook so really cool is because if you use a search engine, like you put in links there, and depending on how many friends you have on your Facebook, it really helps you because more links you put in there, let's say your friend puts in Poetry in Memphis, right? On Facebook, in a Facebook search engine. Well, something, you're going to pop up because you put your website in there on your page as a link. So more links that you put in there, it's like the Yellow Pages. You're going to pop up some kind of way. That's what makes Facebook so cool as far as if you market yourself really good on Facebook. It's incredible.
Absolutely.
So as we walk into the new in the new world, I think a lot of people are getting away from their website and kind of like making Facebook their actual site, because everything is there. You have all the people that you need. So I think that I see technology moving towards social media, and more people are getting rid of their websites.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions to you. That it seems like most people do advertise and market themselves on Facebook entirely, a whole lot. And I think that you're probably right that it is going to come to a point where they're probably just going to use that site because you have everything together where you're promoting yourself to other people surrounding. The only thing that I think that may be a little bit of a snag is that you're only limited to so many people that you can connect with on Facebook, and I don't know if that's going to change or not.
Well, on the personal pages, yes, but not on business pages. I think Facebook is making a lot of changes. Your personal side, you only can have 5,000 friends a year, and then you have to wait the following year and get another 5,000.
Oh, okay. That's something that I didn't know.
That's how that works on Facebook.
Okay. Now, I wanted to ask you about, with regards with some of the services that you offer, how can you appeal to, how can your services help people that are have their own online shows and they want to somewhat stream through perhaps a website or something like that? Can you offer, do you have any services that you offer to help people who may want to stream their radio shows 24/7 or things that nature?
We just don't do website development. We also do visual communication, so I'm going to speak on that. Visual communications is graphic design work, as far as logos, billboards, posters, PowerPoints. If you need a PowerPoint, which can be very expensive when you talk about the simple PowerPoints. So PowerPoints, we do that. Database, as far as like software, which has nothing to do with the internet. We do all those type of things. As far as, let's say if you a promoter, and this is a great idea for promoters out there, you can be your own Ticketmaster. So we offer you merchant services where you can be your own Ticketmaster, where people can pay for the party right there online, and the money goes straight into your account. As far as radio shows, if you got Blog Talk Radio out there, you can have the radio show on your website playing 24 hours, where people can make comments about your radio show on your website instead of going to Blog Talk Radio. So that's just really cool. Also, live TV broadcasting. I think this will really work for you can have your radio show and people can watch you at the same time. On the website, I think that's a really cool, good idea. Also, pay-per-view. I'm waiting for get a customer that wants to do pay-per-view on their website. I would like to see it. having your own reality TV show. Yeah. We can do all that where people can pay and actually can see the video. So anybody that's interested in doing that, let me know. reality TV shows, you can have that on your website. You can have different channels. You dream it, we build it for you.
Oh, great. That is, I don't think there are too many places out there that offer this type of service. So that's very fascinating to be able to know that you guys can build something to have something like that where people can host like their own TV show. Because there's certainly there are a lot of people out there waiting to be discovered or want their 15 minutes of fame.
Let me put some ideas out there for people, because a lot of people have businesses and they don't realize what they can do with their business. So let me throw some other ideas out there that they can do. Do you have the iPad? You can use that as a kiosk. I recently had a customer that owns a maintenance company, and he goes to your house and he fixes your air conditioning. Okay, so what he does now, he has a website, a back end website. Okay, and the back end website, you'll never see it, but it's online. So what that does is, when he's at his clients, he's able to use his iPad, and they can pay him right then and there. If they don't have checks, because before he was using checks, and the checks would bounce and stuff like that. But now he has his iPad. He goes straight to the website. He has his website. It's kind of like his kiosk, which is a back-end website. A back-end website means nobody never sees it. It's his own administration website. Okay, so now his customer is able to use their credit card, make purchases, and he's done. He got his money. Those type of ideas are very, very important, you know. And you don't have to pay a lot of money. It's only $79.99 a month, you know, for using your website as a kiosk.
I want to ask you with using some of your services, specifically with the web development. Now, how do you have support for people who may have questions regarding their websites if they have problems? Is that something that you can, you know, call on 24/7, or how does that process work if you need repair work done? If someone purchased one of your sites, have you developed a site for them? How is the process as far as them being able to contact you and get answers to whatever problems that they're having?
If you already have a website and you just need, we do maintain other people's websites if it's hosted somewhere else. So you already have a website, that's cool. You don't have to get a new one. So we have a maintenance service plans. You can call anytime, Monday through Friday. Sunday through Friday, 6 days a week, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Now, you can email all day long. You can go to our website, hit about us, and click customer care, and we'll get back with you. And we give you free business consultation.
Okay, that's great to know, to be able to, you know, have contact, because a lot of times people are not as savvy with using the computer systems, and it's good to be able to know that a company, that you can go to the company and get your questions answered immediately, because we know we live in a fast-paced society, so people need answers relatively quickly.
Right. Well, most of the time, what people don't understand, it's not what your website looks like sometimes. It's your content. Your content that goes onto your website is the most important thing. What you write, what you want your customers to know, you know, that's the most important thing than anything else, is your content.
How different is your system from, do you even compare yourself to perhaps a Facebook environment? Do you see yourself being, you know, somewhat comparatively the same as Facebook, or going toward that point?
No, I don't. You know, my goal is to hopefully one day to be in the next Yahoo company or Google. Social media, I don't see myself going into a social media company. I really don't. I see myself going as producing new technology. I think later down the line, when I get bigger as a company, I'm more into looking at technology as far as robots. I know it's kind of
weird,
but
that's a huge order. That's a huge dream.
Yeah. So that's where I want to go with technology. My thing is that I want to have companies not to depend on spending a lot of money and let computer systems do the work for them. So and that's pretty much where we want to go with My City Me. Our services are for help businesses and help people to make their business more efficiently, to produce money for them, when they don't have to spend a lot of money outside their pocket. And that's how we're seeing me going. We want to have a call center, you know, kind of like, well, fire some of your employees, hire us, or let us build software to do the technology for you, so you don't have to worry about workman's comp and all that stuff with your employees. I know it's kind of a sad thing to say, but that's pretty much how I started the company. It's to help businesses, help you. Our success is your success. Your success is our success. So, you know, you make $1 million, then offer our services, then that's, you know, that's how we see our company growing. We help you build your business, and that helps us.
Absolutely. Do you think your company will ever get to a point where you're offering people the opportunity to invest in your company as far as on the stock market?
The way the stock market is going right now, no. When I do that, it means I don't want to be part of the company anymore. I want to keep it privately owned. But when I do that, that means I'm going into something else. No, I don't want to do that. But what I do want to do is that I want to go into other countries and help them build success with our services. We want to teach people how to be independent and make their own money and own their own business, doing anything that they want to do using our services. And,
also, you want to go global. You don't want to make this a global company.
Right. Yeah, we want to go global. Yep.
Absolutely. That sounds like a plan to me.
Right. In other countries, you know, a lot of people own their own thing. Here in America, people want to depend on other people and work for people. We really believe in people being entrepreneurs and creating jobs. So that's very, very important to me.
As far as the process of, you know, is there like a plan that you have, like, you know, in 5 years you want to do this, 10 years you want to do this, or do you think that you will reach those goals in relatively quickly, or?
No, actually, I have a 25-year plan. 25-year plan. My next 5, 6, 7 years is just to continue what we're doing and grow and build up our clientele base. And then after that, we really want to have a call center. And we want to have a nonprofit side where we're taking young adults and we're teaching them how to be CEOs.
Oh, that is awesome. I like that idea to be able to, you know, to teach young people how to, you know, cultivating young people into being entrepreneurs. That's a very awesome idea. That's certainly something that not every company offers.
Right. Because when we do that, it will get the economy better. Because people own their own thing and are able to create jobs for other people. You know, government doesn't create jobs. Government creates government jobs. People create jobs. So when people understand that people create jobs and you're able to open up opportunities for other people, and that's how I see it as an individual. I want to teach people. My City Being is all about, it's for the people. You know, you cannot get anywhere in life if you're selfish. You have to be able to share.
Yeah, I so agree with that. So agree with that. You just can't get to. You have to invest in people. I believe that we all are here to enhance each one another's life in some way, you know, or another, and we can only effectively do certain things if we're helping someone else. So I totally
right.
agree with that. I want to ask you a little bit more about your print product part. I know you kind of touched on the services a little bit, but you know, with dealing with a lot of authors and poets and people that have businesses, there we find often that you often do need a marketing product to enhance your business outside of just your website, or what kind of specific products do you offer? It's like posters? Do you even go as far as doing billboards or?
Yeah, all design work, anything has to do with designing, we do it. As far as designing your CD cover, all that. So any type of design work, we design for you. And if you want the printing from us, then we also do the printing for you, and then we mail it to your house.
How comparable are you to VistaPrint? Because, you know, VistaPrint is known for having, you know, these huge discounts on different things. How do you compare yourself to a VistaPrint with regards to the print product?
As far as VistaPrint, I already had a VistaPrint business card. I mean, do you really like the quality of the VistaPrint card? The only reason why they give it to you so cheap is because they market themselves in the back of the cart and have VistaPrint everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And if you notice that, you're using templates again. So it's very expensive with using VistaPrint when you created your own cart, right? You're paying the regular price. But if you use one of their templates, it's very cheap. But the quality is not, it's not glossy. So,
so you're saying your brand is a better product, is more more of a quality product than VistaPrint.
It's a more quality product. It would be the same type of product if you know, it all depends what the customer wants. For if they want gloss, use gloss. Same thing like you're going to Kinko's. Only difference is the price is a little bit cheaper. The reason why the price is a little cheaper because the printing machine is different. And that's more my partner will kind of explain that. That's not my department. So he's very good with that, explaining that side of the department. But we use a different types of a printer. And that's why it will be a little bit cheaper. But VistaPrint, I think it's funny because the quality of their work is, it's not good.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. They can't compare it to the quality of a product that you guys can offer, your company
can
offer.
I can't compare VistaPrint to anybody because everybody, I think Staples are better than VistaPrint. Kinkle is better than VistaPrint.
Okay. Now, we have 7 more minutes remaining in the show. I was going very quickly. Trey, it's just, I think it's very important that people know about the type of services you all offer because a lot of people, they search for the right fit for them as far as helping to market themselves. And sometimes they come up short because, you know, they really don't know truly what to look for, and you can't really come. That this is one of the reasons why it was good to have this show, because you can't always connect with some of these companies that advertise online. You can't always connect with the person and ask them specifically about their product sometimes.
The most important thing as far as branding, if you're a business, before you start anything, your logo. Your logo is very, 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 very important. So you want to get that designed first as far as branding yourself if you're a business. If you're an artist, you want to have that great picture of yourself because you're branding yourself. As a business, you're branding that logo. So getting that logo out there, getting people familiar with that logo, that's very, 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 very important. As far as marketing, if you go to marketing companies out there and they guarantee you that they give you customers, that's a lie. They can't guarantee you customers. They can probably guarantee you that they can get people to drive more a little bit more traffic to your website. But they can't guarantee you that you're going to have customers. I can't make this person be your customer and purchase something from your website. So if they say guarantee, walk away from them. Because they can't guarantee you that. We don't guarantee people anything. We guarantee that we have a great service. And our service can that it can help you build your business, and we can get more traffic to your website if you use the services. If you blog, like blogging is very, very important. You hear me talk about that all the time because of the keywords. Blogging is very, very important. But if you don't blog, then what's the point of having a blog page? Most people some people I see is very, very lazy. The best marketing solution is for you to market your own business, you know, and use the service services that is out there to help you to market your business, like email blasting. Some people don't even email. Some people are scared. If you are scared of people, you shouldn't be in your own business. You shouldn't be in a business.
Absolutely.
The more people you talk to, the more money you make.
Absolutely. Now, Trey, we have four more minutes remaining in the show. I would like you to give people information about you being connected. I have placed your My City Me Facebook information into the chat room. However, if you can provide additional contact information on how people can better connect with you to use your services, I would like for you to give us that information at this time.
Yes, it's www.mycityme.com. And that's the best way to go to the services and go to each department. It just goes right to the website, mycityme.com. Or if you want to advertise your website or advertise your business for free, you go to our social network, which is mycityme social.com. And you get a free blog, you can do email blasting. So mycityme.com and mycityme social.com.
Absolutely.
And if you want free business consultation, you can give us a call anytime. Well, not anytime. 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. 347-857-8094.
All righty. And that number again was
347-857-8094. Yeah.
94 is the number for. You to get in contact with My City Me. If you, they have some wonderful service that I definitely know that most of you who will be who are in the chat room listening, as well as any global listeners and all of those who will be accessing the archive, we have mycityme.com and mycitymesocial.com, and the number to contact anyone with My City Me is 347-857-8094. Trey, it has been a pleasure just chatting with you.
I forgot to say one more thing. Sure. We do computer repair, so anybody that's having a problem with their computer, we can fix your computer. We can remove the viruses off your computer by remote into your computer. So you don't have to bring your computer to us. We can remote into your computer. It doesn't matter where you're at. And so if your computer's running slow, you know, you can give us a call, and we can remote into your computer and fix it.
So you can remove viruses and things of that nature from?
Right. Mm-hmm. Any other problem, your computer's going really slow, and you have computer problems, we can remote into your computer and fix it for you.
What's the turnaround time? Does it depend on, you know, what's actually affected in the computer?
Oh, the turnaround time, you know, yeah, it depends on what's going on with the computer, but usually the turnaround time is within 24 hours. Depending, and if you person got really messed up stuff wrong with your computer, it can take about 10 hours, you know, but you see everything that we're doing as we take over your computer, so.
Oh, great. This definitely a great service. Again, we have one more minute remaining. So I just want to take this time out to thank all of those who connected and tuned into the show, and I want to thank you, Trey, for taking the time out of your busy schedule just to share with us about your business, because I definitely think that is a service that many of us can use. And again, folks, if you want computer repair services, any type of website development done, you can contact mycityme.com or mycitymesocial.com or call them at 347-857-8094, and we will be, and they will definitely be happy to service you. So again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy, aka author Michelle E. Alpert. It has been fun and exciting, and I'm glad that we had an opportunity to host a show such as this. Thank you so much again, Trey. Everybody, have
thank
a good
you,
night.
Me
God
on.
Bless. All righty.
All right, we off?
everywhere.